Welcome to HealthWise, 30 minutes to think about God and your health, brought to you by your friends at Cottage Pharmacy, 8285 Jericho Turnpike in Woodbury, New York. I praise you, O Lord, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made, says the writer of Psalm 139. And because we are made in God's wonderful image, how thoughtful we should be with our bodies as well as our souls. For the next 30 minutes, listen, learn, and call for advice so that you too can become HealthWise. Hi, I'm Bill Shisko, host of today's edition of HealthWise. Today we should be dealing with coping with colds, which I am, but that's not the topic for the week. Last week we introduced the subject of probiotics, the good bacteria, the good guys that you need to have in your system, not just for digestive health, but for your overall well-being. Most of us take antibiotics at one time or another. Now, these are meant to kill the bad guys, the bad bacteria that have begun to win the war against the good health of your body. See, the problem is that antibiotics do a lot of collateral damage. They kill the good guys, the good bacteria, too. Earlier this week, I spoke with a man who needed, hard to believe this, 5 weeks of very strong antibiotics of various types. And by the end of the 5 weeks, he had developed digestive problems that he'd never had before. Now, why is that? Well, after 5 weeks of strong antibiotics, all the good bacteria, the good guys, had been destroyed with the bad guys, and as a result, his body suffered. And yours and mine would, too. God made us to have good bacteria in our systems to fight off the bad bacteria that come as a result of being in a fallen world with all kinds of good guys and bad guys. Now, this week, we're going to continue exploring what really is a big, wide, and health-wise world of the good guys and the bacteria wars, probiotics, how to add them to your daily nutritional intake and what they'll do for you. Cottage Pharmacy, 8285 Jericho Turnpike in Woodbury, New York, brings you today's edition of HealthWise. There, and they're extensive, and I've always got to add this, it is an absolutely fascinating nutrition department. You'll meet Matt Lombardo, one of Cottage Pharmacy's experienced nutritionists, and Matt's our guest today on HealthWise. Now, we want you to call as well with your questions about probiotics. The call-in number is 631-955-5400. That's 631-955-5400. But for now, Matt, tell us a little bit about your experience in the field of nutrition.
Hello, Bill.
Good to be speaking with you today.
Good to be speaking
with you. Now, maybe I'll interrupt the subject a bit. You can give me some hints on colds. But let's talk about probiotics. Tell us, though, I'm fascinated with your experience in the nutrition world over the years.
Yes, I've been in the industry for 10-plus years. It's always been a passion of mine. I've been in both the sales end and educational end, retail. It's something that is very important. Taking control of your own health is something that a lot of people need to take advantage of,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, well, the fact that you've got a passion for it, and you do, I know, having met you and spoken with you. I think, Matt, probably Alex, of course, introduced the topic last week. But remind us again of what probiotics are. A little bit later I'm going to ask you about prebiotics. But what are probiotics and how do you get them?
Right. As you said, probiotics are the good bacteria. Our body is made up of trillions of cells of bacteria. Well, it's not made up of, but it's part of who we are. It's part of we have the cells in our body that live alongside the bacteria, which is called the microbiome. And this bacteria helps with so many things from, digestion to fighting infections. And what we get them from ultimately is fermented food, raw fruits and vegetables, the environment, where there's bacteria around us all the time.
So it doesn't actually have to be I'm a kimchi fan. That wards off a lot of people. So, if you don't want to take that, you can eat the carrots and the celery and that kind of thing, and you're still going to get probiotics from that, correct?
Right, yes. There's probiotics in everything. Our environment that we live in these days are very sterile. We're using Purell on our hands. We're cooking our foods. We're not eating them raw. You know, it's a very, very sterile environment. We're very conscious of, there's a lot of germaphobes out there in today's world.
Interesting. Yeah, the sink is arguably the most important thing in the house, given all the vitamins that go down.
Right.
All right. Well, you add probiotics. You're doing the yogurt thing or the kimchi thing or pickles or whatever. What should you expect when you start adding probiotics to your diet? I mean, one thing people ask is, are they going to upset my stomach if I take in too many as I start? Do you have to get used to that?
Well, I think one of the things you'll experience is some changes in your digestive patterns, your bowel regularity, gas and bloating might be reduced, or if you're sensitive to certain strains of bacteria, you might notice there might be some minor negative effects too. But finding the correct product, the correct strain of probiotic for you is very important.
Yeah, when I was looking at the probiotic, the one that I got from you this week, what did I mention? 30 billion something.
Right.
I'm wondering how they can figure that number in these capsules. But how do you know which of these strains you need more of or less of?
Right. Well, the science is out on that. There are studies that are ongoing. Many leading doctors and scientists are studying different strains of bacteria that do different things, and they've made a lot of progress. And when you look at a bottle of probiotics and you see that huge number, basically that's because, like I said, there's trillions of these probiotics in your body that your body needs. And in the process of digestion, a lot of the bacteria that you take in orally will get killed off with stomach acid, and it won't make it to the intestine where it's supposed to be.
So when people are buying, they come to you at Cottage Pharmacy, they're starting out with probiotics. What are you going to recommend to them right at the outset? You don't know them, and you don't know how their body is going to respond.
Well,
how do you start this regimen?
I like to get to know the person. I like to build a relationship with, you know, the people who come to see me or Alex, and get to know a general history of what their diet's like, general overall health, what they're looking for, and then from that point, I can suggest a general vitamin if they're just looking for general health, or there are types that are better for certain ailments, such as diarrhea. I might recommend a certain probiotic that has been clinically studied for diarrhea, or if there's, you know, or depression or anxiety, there's even probiotics for that.
And am I right, Matt, that the stress level that we all experience here on Long Island, I mean, it's unusual. does that stress destroy probiotics? How does that affect the digestive system?
Well, stress is it affects the way we digest, and it's very closely related. Anxiety is a neurological ailment brought on by stress, and it's very close in relationship to the digestive tract.
Right. So that's why people will have colitis or spastic colon,
right,
or something like,
right,
that. Yeah.
Right. It's directly related. There's millions of nerves in the lining of your gut. It's actually known as the enteric nervous system. And it works very similarly to the brain as far as releasing and regulating hormones in your body. It's like almost having a second brain in your gut. So we want to nourish that. We want to take care of that. Probiotics are the answer, or one of the answers. Diet, obviously, first and foremost.
I think it's very important we point out stress is not in itself bad. And I'm struck with the fact that, because, Matt, you mentioned this, even the language used for Jesus Christ's emotions, it's the Greek word for bowels or intestines. And it wasn't just his mind that was caught up in these things, but his whole being, his gut, as you would put it, were caught up in it. And there was no sin in that. There was no sin in his being anxious about this. At the same time, because we are fallen people, which he was not, we have to realize this can be invasive and harmful to our bodies. And real quickly, we're going to have to take a break for a commercial in a minute, but I was intrigued, Matt, with these prebiotics. We've got antibiotics, we've got probiotics. Talk to us a little bit about prebiotics and what that means.
Prebiotics are basically indigestible fibers of food, and they act sort of like a fertilizer that nourish the probiotics. Prebiotics are a few examples from your diet might be the skin, the peel of an apple, artichoke. Pretty much every fruit and vegetable has some quantity of prebiotics.
But it's the fiber that's in it. Okay.
It's,
now, what about the fibers of wheat? I realize some people are gluten intolerant and there's issues there, but what about the fibers from wheat or barley or rye or whatever that would be?
Most fibers will support as a prebiotic for your probiotics, for sure. Getting enough of them is an issue, because one apple might have a half a milligram of fiber in it, and you know we need 35 grams of fiber a day at minimum. Well, depending on what your source is.
So am I right, Matt? I want to get this clear. If we're eating a raw carrot or raw celery or whatever that would be, or cauliflower, we're going to be getting the prebiotics and the probiotics from that, correct?
You're getting mostly prebiotics.
Okay.
You will be a minute amount of probiotics from the carrot, but really what you get it from is the yogurt, the fermented food, the kimchi. That's where you get most of your probiotics from.
Yeah, so we need to make it a point that we are supplementing our diets with probiotics.
Absolutely.
One of the points Alex made last week that I'd never thought of before is that standard yogurts you find in the markets are usually pasteurized, and I would guess that kills a lot of the probiotics, so you need to make special efforts to get them. This is a fascinating topic. We're going to come back with Matt Lombardo of Cottage Pharmacy, and if you have questions for Matt, please call 631-955-5400. That's 631-955-5400. We'll be back after this message from Cottage Pharmacy. I love Cottage Pharmacy, and you will too. Awarded among Long Island's best pharmacies, Cottage Pharmacy is far more than a pharmacy. While you're waiting for your prescriptions, check out their large nutrition section, their med spa, and their boutique. And they carry a full line of surgical supplies and durable medical equipment too. See, I know from experience, it's fun to shop at Cottage Pharmacy. You won't find such personal service and such a knowledgeable staff anywhere. They live up to their motto, if we can't take care of you, no one can. Every customer at Cottage Pharmacy is a satisfied customer. Oh, and here's a bonus for you. Mention WLIE 540 when you check out, and you'll receive a 20% discount on your purchases from the nutrition department, the boutique, and from their surgical and medical section, too. Just mention WLIE 540 when you check out. Cottage Pharmacy is conveniently located at 8285 Jericho Turnpike in Woodbury, New York. They're open Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Saturdays and Sundays from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Cottage Pharmacy, where rule number one is the customer's always right, and rule number two is, if not, go back to rule one. Cottage Pharmacy, 8285 Jericho Turnpike, Woodbury, New York. I forgot to mention to you, when you go into Cottage Pharmacy, mention WLIE 540. I don't think you need to use the AM, but at least WLIE and add 540 as well, and you'll get a 20% discount when you're buying your nutritional products or your surgical supplies. My wife and I were just in Cottage Pharmacy again this week, and Ashley, the manager there, and Stephanie, who works in the facial department. Weeks to come, you'll hear more about that. Dorian Boutique and Christine and Surgical Supplies and Durable Medical Equipment. And, of course, Matt and Alex, who are guests on this program. It's just a lot of fun to shop at Cottage Pharmacy. So make it a point to go there. Once again, it's 8285 Jericho Turnpike, Woodbury, New York. And mention WLIE 540 AM, and you'll get your 20% discount on most items there at the register. The number here to call is, we've got it for you, it's 631-955-5400. And we have Matt with us. Matt is talking with us about probiotics, and Matt is in the nutrition department at Cottage Pharmacy. Matt Lombardo, question. As I'm reading about probiotics, there are some amazing claims for probiotics. They help with sinus, or they may help with sinus problems, with asthma, with oral health, with allergies. What should we make of all of that?
Good health starts with digestion. It begins in the mouth as we start to break down food, ends in the large intestine. Getting the proper nutrients, getting the proper amount of probiotics, is integral to overall health. And these ailments are part of the big picture.
Yeah, give me an example. That's what we're talking about when we talk about holistic medicine. It's a very, very biblical view. We're body and soul. We're human beings. One thing is connected to another. But like oral health for those who struggle with bad breath, or even people who are struggling with problems with their teeth. I mean, do probiotics, is there evidence probiotics can help with these things as well?
Right. Well, a lot of problems with the mouth, ulcers, gingivitis. A lot of it has to do with bacterial infections. When you have an imbalance of the bad guys, not enough of the good guys. And making sure that you keep that balance where it's supposed to be can definitely help with that.
Now, can probiotics help in maintaining healthy weight? I think that's something a lot of us deal with.
They've done studies on this, and a lot of times what they're finding is that people with a normal weight range have different intestinal flora or probiotics than those who are obese. So there's a correlation between what is in your gut as far as probiotics and weight. They've been doing a tremendous amount of work on this.
So it's not a matter that the overweight, can being overweight destroy probiotics, or is it that more probiotics help with our being a little bit more where we ought to be with our weight?
Well, I think it works. They kind of work back and forth a little bit. If you have the right mixture of probiotics in your gut, you'll be breaking down nutrients and you'll be producing vitamins that will facilitate a healthier weight.
Wow, that's an interesting point. So the probiotics also help with the production of vitamins from the other things we eat.
Yes.
Oh, excellent, excellent point. Matt, what about pregnant women who use probiotics? Are there cautions? Should they use them? Should they be using them more? What about probiotics in the pregnant?
Well, there are formulas, especially for their prenatal probiotics. As far as, you know, being pregnant, I often suggest that you speak with your doctor because everybody's different. In my experience, and I don't see any trouble, with taking probiotics. And, it's a new field as far as prenatal and probiotics, but as a general health supplement, I mean, I can't see I can't see any harm in taking it.
Well, this whole field of probiotics is relatively new, at least as a science, it's relatively new, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, it's when was this, the early part of the 20th century that studies began to be done on what all cultures have been taking into their systems?
Right, right.
Yeah. Well, and I'm correct, Matt, that you go to the doctors aren't going to discourage you from taking probiotics. They may say be careful not to overdo, but they're certainly going to encourage this, correct?
Sure. Some doctors might, others might not know. You know, it's a, like we said, it's a cutting-edge supplement regimen, and it's, the doctors normally are more medically involved, so they might not necessarily know exactly, and might shy away from it, I find. But there are definitely doctors and holistic doctors that you can speak yeah. with. They'll be a little bit more knowledgeable.
Now, Matt, do probiotic needs change with our ages?
Absolutely, yeah. And this goes back similar to the weight loss. They test the intestinal flora of healthy aging adults and you know, ill adults of a certain age, and it does change. The way we digest food changes. Our diets change. You know, a 60-year-old is going to have a different diet than a 16-year-old. So the flora is going to be different. The lifestyle is going to be different. So absolutely, yes.
Yeah, so that's really important. When people come to meet with you, obviously you're not going to ask them their age, I'm sure, but you're going to kind of size things up there, so to speak. But it is important people let you know about their dietary habits, their exercise habits, because we are dealing holistically with these things, right?
Right.
How about probiotics needs changing with the seasons, Matt? Does it get right down to that, with the stressors of going from one season to the other?
Absolutely. And once again, it's our diet changes from season to season. Mainly has to do with diet and environment, for sure.
All right. Okay, because we have to wrap things up here, but where do we begin? I come to Cottage Pharmacy. I come to you. How's Matt Lombardo going to help Bill Shishko with probiotics?
Come to Cottage. It's a beautiful experience here. You come to me, I'll get to know, you know, exactly what you're looking for, what your health issue may be, what your questions are. Then going from there, I can suggest certain supplements for you, and then we can look at the brands as far as, you know, the individual, if they prefer a vegetarian or something. We have so many brands here to choose from of different supplements, and we can tailor a regimen for you specifically, and then the pricing here is fantastic. It's very competitive here.
On Cottage Pharmacy, they'll meet or beat any other price on things so long as you can verify what the price is elsewhere, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I can attest to that. It's fun to chat with Alex and also with Matt, and I can't overstate the fact that when you go for the first time, you're letting Matt and Alex know about yourself, about your life, about your schedule, about your diet, about any health history. These are not medical doctors, but they are people who are trained and very experienced in the nutrition field, and it will certainly be well worth your while to visit. Matt, thanks so much for being with us today, and our thanks to Cottage Pharmacy for sponsoring today's program. I want to remind you again of the address. It's 8285 Jericho Turnpike in Woodbury, New York, and it is far more than a pharmacy. You're going to go to Cottage Pharmacy at 8285 Jericho Turnpike in Woodbury, New York, and there's surgical and medical supplies as you come in. If you come into the right, if you come into the left, you've got a fascinating boutique. If you're looking for Christmas gifts to get, this boutique has got some of the most amazing arrays of things for you to get. And then, of course, there's a med spa as well at the back, the nutrition department, and they you can also get your prescriptions filled there as well. You are going to find, though, that it is far more than a pharmacy. And be sure to look for Matt in the nutrition department. Tell him you heard him on WLIE Radio, and, of course, you'll get your 20% discount as well. Next week, have you ever heard of homeopathic remedies? Homeopathic remedies. That when I hear that sounds very, very mysterious to me, and it's like some kind of a secret medical knowledge. But the concept is really very simple. Homeopathic remedies. How do we help the body heal itself with natural remedies? It's actually using things that sort of jumpstart your own system. They augment your own system in healing you with those things. Actually, God alone heals. We can treat, but God heals. But these sort of augment the things in your system that would be involved with fighting illnesses. It's really an absolutely fascinating topic. Now, if you want to learn more, well, that's going to be next week on HealthWise. Remember, HealthWise, sponsored by Cottage Pharmacy, which is at 8285 Jericho Turnpike in Woodbury, New York. So next week, we'll see you on the radio at 1 p.m. for the next edition of HealthWise. Listen in next Saturday at 1 p.m. for the next edition of HealthWise, brought to you by your friends at Cottage Pharmacy, 8285 Jericho Turnpike in Woodbury, New York. Call them on their toll-free number, 1-800-599-9963. That's 1-800-599-9963. Thanks for listening, and for now, be HealthWise.